96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Yes, it is a Free Your Mind Friday and time to get some things off of your chest. We're looking at the headlines and we will even end with a little fun tonight. But if you have some stuff that you need to get off your chest about the top stories in the news, we're going to be listening to you. Now, joining me tonight are Brittany Johnson, social media editor with NBC4 in Washington.
Hello.
Emil Harris, political analyst and reporter with The Washington Informer. And Lindsay Perry, one of my favorite people, political analyst. Lines are open if you have a question or a comment that you want to make. You want to free your mind. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Follow me on Twitter at HFisher, WHUR, or Daily Drum, WHUR. Okay, gang, thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, let's start off. Yeah, let's start off with, the top stories. Tough news over the past 24 hours. President Trump, he ordered a cruise missile strike against Syria. 59 cruise missiles. The Defense Department says that all 59 hit their appointed targets, an airport that was suspected of being the storage place and the launch pad for chemical strikes earlier this week. Ladies first, Brittany,
yes.
Surprised at this turn of events from the president?
I am definitely surprised with his decision, but at the same time, I'm not so surprised. I knew he's been waiting to do something like this. I didn't think that it would happen so soon. But at the end of the day, I respect that he's fighting back. And what he said, it is a disgrace to humanity, what's happening right now in Syria. I've seen some heartbreaking footage throughout the week since that chemical attack took place. So, we're in an odd state right now, for sure. But I'm not surprised that he took that quick military action.
Absolutely. I think that a lot of people are kind of in limbo with his decision because they're saying, oh, he made the best decision that he possibly could given the worst circumstances, and either choice was terrible. So the fact that we saw that footage with the chemical strikes with those children, mm-hmm. it's heartbreaking, and I really can't watch it because it's absolutely terrible. But what I will say is that compassion creates understanding. So at this moment, I just wish that we would all just get together and really try to understand not just Trump's decision, but understand how we treat each other
right.
and how we treat our children and how we should really invest in our kids. And not only putting money towards the military to fight in Syria, but putting money towards the United States to fight for our children as well, because we've seen our kids being gunned down on the street and we've seen our kids being murdered, and I wish that we had the same compassion.
This is a very complex situation, Hamil, because, of course, we've seen during the course of the campaign and even during the first weeks of his presidency, President Trump was very reticent to say anything about Vladimir Putin that wasn't negative, reticent to say anything negative about Russia. He's been quiet about Russia over the past 24 hours. Let's say he's been quiet about Russia this week. What's going on?
First of all, you have to go back. You remember President Obama was highly criticized for not doing more against the Assad regime. Mm-hmm. There have always been rumors about he's willing to use chemical warfare on his own people. And the President Obama was restrained. And so now we have a President Trump who basically has the international case of on-the-job training. Because, again, he has been very cozy with the Russians, as well as we already know about the National Security Advisor. What's on the ground now is that the Assad regime that is basically trumped up by the Russians and have basically old MiGs and old Russian equipment has launched this airstrike that has harmed his own people. Mm-hmm. And the question now is, what's amazing is how Donald Trump is almost doing a 180 to say, wait a minute, maybe this guy is not my friend. Maybe I can't be a partnership with the Russians. So, again, this is as we go. But what's
you don't think he always knew that?
I don't know what to know. What I do know is that there's two Navy vessels that fired 57 of the 59 Tomahawks. And again, as someone who worked at the Pentagon for a long time as a reporter, those are very target. I mean, what I'm saying is that, but now you have two Russian vessels heading in the same sea toward the U.S. So we have the high class showdown at the OK Corral. But this is real. This is not Nintendo. This is not just make believe. And the thing that's scary is that on the U.S. side, we still have a State Department and a Department of Defense that's understaffed. Remember, you have almost 500 critical positions that have yet to go through confirmation.
But let me say this. You know, some would have argued that last week that it was that the top position, Secretary of State, was understaffed because Rex Tillerson had been very, very quiet. So we didn't hear a whole lot from him. And one
playing in the oil.
there's another issue there. And so now it seems that Tillerson has taken the president's lead. Interestingly enough, we also see that his son-in-law was in the ready room yesterday.
Right. But I've heard from my sources at the Pentagon, I have some pretty good sources, that Mad Dog Manus, former general, that he is firmly in charge of the Pentagon and that Steve Bannon is on his way out.
But yeah,
he already got kicked off the National Security Council.
He is out.
I'm talking about out of everything.
And let us say there's never been a doubt about Maddox and his qualifications or his ability to lead. Let me go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319. It's a Free Your Mind Friday. What's grinding your gears about today's headlines? Terrence calling from Upper Marlboro. What's on your mind?
Yeah, this is Terrence. I just want to let you guys know I'm former military, mm-hmm. and I understand that sometimes, you know, you need to make sacrifices in order to cover your butt.
What do you mean by that?
That's what Donald Trump is doing, in my personal opinion. You know, he's in bed with the Russians, and it makes it appear that he's actually attacking the Russians. But and the fact that they destroyed some of their planes is just a drop in the bucket with the money that they stand to make in drilling oil in Russia, the money Donald Trump stands to make when they start making the bullet train up and down the East Coast, because he owns a string of property that's going to connect that bullet train. Nobody ever talked about that. I know that firsthand because I used to be in business with him, and he stated that he owned this
property. Used to be in business with Trump?
With who?
Donald Trump used to be the international spokesperson for an international telecommunications company that I was a part of.
Okay.
So my point is this, that don't fall for the okey-doke, okay? People start wars all the time to distract you, okay?
Absolutely. And Terrence,
let me say thank you for your phone call, and you do, you know, make a good point. And so, you know, what about that? Because this situation with the chemical attack, this is not new. Mm-hmm. This didn't just happen this week. As Emil reminded us, this was an issue back in 2013. Where President Obama talked about the red line, which Bashar al-Assad
crossed many times.
And he didn't do anything.
Right.
So, say what you want, but this isn't just come up this week.
No, it hasn't just come up this week. And the fatalities aren't just, the children. We're looking at a death toll of, 470,000 approximately. But at the same time, a lot of people are criticizing the fact that Donald Trump criticized Obama's stance and how we didn't need to launch missile strikes on Syria and how we didn't need to be going to war and all this other stuff. But I also think it's a political ploy because Republicans, they like toughness. They like people that mean business, so to speak.
Rambo.
And they also believe that Democrats are a little weak when it comes to foreign policy and foreign affairs. So this is... I honestly think this is a play for re-election, and you can say whatever it is you want, but I don't think I don't think Donald Trump has come to. I'm going to be a one-term president. I think this is a play to continue this power for the next 8 years.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. It's a Free Your Mind Friday. We're talking about some of the headlines. We want to know what's grinding your gears, what's getting on your nerves. Get it off your chest. Ron, calling from Seat Pleasant. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Well, actually, good afternoon.
How are you?
Good afternoon.
Here's my question, y'all. And it's like, we all know that Donald Trump is just a, you know what. But here's the question. Now, why is everybody not bringing the issue that Hillary wanted to bring in 1,100 legal men and give them amnesty? Get them straight amnesty. Hey, y'all good. Nobody's not making an issue about that boy that raped that girl at Montgomery County High School, that he was illegal, the father was illegal, the brother was illegal. Nobody's not making an issue about it, and it's bothering me, okay? Mm-hmm. But you act like Hillary Clinton's such a good person. She wasn't. Yeah. She called black people monkeys. Hey, black people still voted for this idiot, and she called. So what's the difference in using the N-word and Donald Trump using the N-word and Hillary Clinton calling us monkeys?
Ron, hold on. You're all over the place, and I know you're getting it off your chest, but let's back up. Two things, and I think if I have your comment focused, you know, some people are saying that there was a question as to whether or not President Trump would block the Syrian immigrant / refugees that would be coming out of the country. And now seeing these children, women and men, of course, suffering during this chemical attack. So now he is having heartfelt emotions about them. First thing. Second thing, the Rockville situation, the alleged rape of a 14-year-old girl by two teens that attended the high school that were in the country illegally. Certainly there's an issue there. So let's first of all start with the immigrant situation.
But you know, the immigrant situation, you know, right now there is legislation that was passed in that Maryland House, not the Maryland Senate, on sanctuary cities, the whole issue of immigration. Even this today, again, the federal judge basically told the state of Maryland that they could go forward with a consent decree. So you do see local people dealing with immigrants. But at the main time, the city of Hyattsville voted to create a sanctuary town right 12 miles up the road. But my point to this caller, just like the Republicans, every time something is wrong in this country now, they say, okay, the Democrats didn't do this. President Obama, last thing I thought, Hillary Clinton never was president. Right. So at what point will we finally see a president be a president and stop name calling folks who have no power? What do you want her to do? Get elected, then take the responsibility?
Interesting. I do want to also talk about the Syrian immigration issue, because a lot of people would say, and it is indeed ironic that the travel ban did include Syria.
Yeah, absolutely. But they also have a main resource of crude oil, if we can really talk about what it's really all about. I mean, this is about oil. And if you're going to be promising, and this isn't just all it, but if you're going to be promising the American people jobs and making America great again, then you have to control that resource. And so this is a power play. And it's also a play that, what do you need to run manufacturing companies? Oil, petroleum. This is about money. This is about oil. And yeah, we have a heart for children. And I so am devastated by the chemical strikes. But at the same time, this is about oil. It's about money.
I need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Walter calling from Northeast D.C. This is a Free Your Mind Friday. You need to get it off your chest. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3. WHUR. Also, we're going to talk about those tornadoes in our area. And also, are you socially self-serving? Are you selfish when you deal with people? We're going to talk about that as well. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.